Although it's been about a millennium since this place rumbled to life, the mountain still speaks to the event that took place here. We head to Northern Arizona for this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
If you drive past Sunset Crater, just north of Flagstaff, Arizona, you won't find a volcano belching smoke and fire. But as Dr. Sarah Hansen says, back in the 1930s, Hollywood wanted to make that happen.
A movie company wanted to blow it up to simulate a volcanic eruption, and a lot of the locals really loved the mountain and they wanted to see it saved.
It led to the creation of the National Monument, protecting what is still considered to be an active volcano. The first eruption is believed to have taken place in the year 1064, making this a very young volcano. We do know that Native Americans were living in the area. Their oral histories even speak of the event.
We've excavated pit houses from the surrounding area that were covered with cinders and lava. There were a lot of earthquakes leading up to the eruption. They're the ancestors of the Pueblo Indians that you see out here today, tribes such as the Hopi. They moved north, some of them moved south. Subsequently, archaeologists have come along and excavated these old pit houses where they used to live. And there's no pottery, there's no dead bodies, it's not a Pompeii kind of situation. Some of them even went as far as taking the ponderosa pine roof beams out of their house and taking them with them. So they knew it was coming.
In the 19th century, those who explored the area thought it was just a mountain, but closer observation revealed its identity and gave the place its name.
The red color comes from just late-stage fluids that are very oxygen-rich, and it changed the iron from +2 to +3 in a process called oxidation, which is, in a sense, identical to what happens to your old swing set in your backyard. If you leave it out too long, it turns red, and we call that rust. So in a sense, you can think of the top of a volcano as rusty.
Today, Sunset Crater and nearby Wapatki National Monument tell the story of the volcano and those that once inhabited the land. Traveling the countryside, near Flagstaff, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.